Big storyline in New England's been the offensive line, so just wanted to get your evaluation on what you've seen from them on film so far.
Well, we got to keep working, make sure our offensive line is doing. Whose offensive line are you talking about?
Patriots offensive line.
Oh, I'm not here to comment on that. They're doing a nice job. We got our own things we're working with.
Andy, I was curious. Last year, forcing 36 turnovers, how much do you think that had to do with your success? And this year, how much are you stressing that, you know, as you guys have not forced a turnover yet?
Yeah, that's we're not in the plus area in that category, so that it's important. The Patriots are in the plus area in that category, which they're leading the league in turnovers, so that's an important area to be good at.
Andy, looking at Chandler Jones and his length and wingspan, he knocked down a couple passes last week. What kind of challenge does he present to your offense, given his versatility and what he can do?
Yeah, Chandler's a good football player, and he does a great length, and you know, he's using that very well this year. So we've got to make sure, you know, obviously he's not the only good player on that team. They got a whole bunch of them, so, but he's definitely one that you got to know where he's at.
Excellent.
Andy, what did you like about what Joe McKnight was able to give you as Jamaal Charles didn't play last week?
Yeah, Joe did a nice job. You know, he's been banged up a little bit. You guys remember when he was at the Jets and that, so I'm not telling you anything new, but he'd been banged up a little bit. And I think just from a personal standpoint, I was glad to see that he could get back and do what he loves doing, and that's playing the game. So, and then he got in a limited role and did some nice things. You know, so we'll see. I mean, you know, Jamal's back this week, so who knows, you know, what action he'll even have this week.
Is Jamal going to be good to practice the whole week and play on Monday?
Yeah, I think so. He's going to practice today, and we'll see. You know, see how he does. So,
Andy, one of our locals around here is your fullback, Anthony Sherman. Given the changes in the role of the fullback in the league over the years, I mean, you're still a fellow who uses one, and you've got one of the better ones right now. Can you talk to me a little bit about what Sherman brings to the team, not only as a fullback and not only on his roles in special teams, but also the leadership he's been bringing to the team?
Yeah, well, you know, he's got some of that Cape Cod toughness, man. So he brings it, you know, every play. He's a tough guy. And he's, you know what, he's very versatile, which I don't think people realize, but he's got tremendous hands, too. So you can do a lot of things with him and move him around. He could equally fit into that tight end role if you need him in there and do the blocking and the receiving part of that.
Andy, how has Dontari Poe grown from last year to this season from what you've seen so far?
Well, he's actually lost a couple pounds. He's a good football player. And just the experience of the last couple of years here, I think, has helped him continue to get better. He's a young guy that the more he plays, the better he gets. So it's you know, he can do a lot of things again for you. He can rush the passer, and he's a good run player.
Andy, a lot's been made of the crowd noise at Arrowhead Stadium here this week, and I'm wondering how, from a football perspective, how helpful you think that actually is, or if that's something that we maybe make too much of.
We'll just see how that rolls. They enjoy the Chiefs, and they're very proud of the Chiefs, and so it's enjoyable to play in front of them. And so, you know, they'll show up for sure.